A secure love. All children are born with a need to love and be loved. A need to live lives that have meaning and a need to believe that tomorrow is worth getting up for. Security, significance and strength, love, purpose and hope. These are the storylines for great novels and movies, the inspiration for the greatest songs ever sung. They are three ingredients of a life that finds fulfillment in the God who created these needs. The most effective vehicle God designed to transfer these needs to a human heart is a grace-based home. Because we were made in God's image, we have built into our basic makeup an infinite capacity for love. Love starts at conception. Most moms, once they have found out that they are pregnant, begin to develop a love relationship with a baby inside of them. Most children are received into arms of love when they are born. But desiring to love your children and actually loving them in such a way that they develop a secure love of their own are two different things. You'd have to search for a long time to find parents who would confess that they don't love their children. Almost all parents love their children, and children can find clear evidence of that love. But loving your child and even doing things to show your love does not translate into a secure love. Let's define what we mean by secure love. This is a steady and sure love that is written on the hard drive of their souls. It's a complete love that they default to when their hearts are under attack. It's the kind of love that children can confidently carry with them into the future. We can do something while our children are under our roof that significantly increases their capacity to move into their adult years with a mature and secure love firmly in place. This general transfer of love is a result of parents loving their children the way God loves them. It's called grace. Before we go much further, we need to define what we mean by the word love. As I said earlier, you'd have a hard time finding a parent who does not dearly love his children. The reason many children move into adulthood insecure about love is not because their parents don't love them, but because the love they received from their parents was incomplete. Sometimes our love is incomplete because our children feel they constantly have to compete for it. We tell them we love them, and then they watch us make decisions regarding our careers, our friends, and our pastimes that directly undermine our ability to invest the time in them that love requires. I heard about a son who felt that his father treated his hunting dogs better than he treated his kids. Here's the gist of what I heard about this father. He always went straight from his car to the dog pens to say hello to his dogs and pet them when he got home from work. When he came into his house, however, it was rare that his kids received a greeting from him. It was not uncommon for him to bring home treats for his dogs. When he spoke to them, it was always with a great deal of kindness and excitement in his voice. His kids never recalled a time when he spoke harshly to his dogs. But when it came to his children, he seldom had time to take them out for ice cream, but he could always find time to criticize them. He spent more time with his hunting dogs on weekends than he did with his kids. It wasn't that his kids didn't want to go hunting with their dad. He just didn't invite them. Sometimes they felt he even fed his dogs better than they did his own kids. Careers can also create a sense of competition for our children's hearts. Falling short in this area can transfer an incomplete and insecure love for them to take into the future. All of us have careers that demand a lot from us. We will always have to allocate more of our waking hours to our livelihoods than we do to anything or anyone else. That's simply the nature of careers, and kids understand that. But kids also know when we make deliberate choices to take something from them that they vitally need so that we can enhance our careers. When we communicate...